Shinya Tess, Sifyud Beis. The Mechaber says that any circumstance which one's allowed to filter yayin through a siddur, through the handkerchief, he could also filter through a kufa mitzvah. Kufa mitzvah is a wicker basket. So in between the rows of the wicker, of the strings, so to speak, of reed that the basket's made out of, water or wine could fit through. Any solid was stuck on top. So this is another way how you could do it with the shinui. And it's mutter because it's not a kli which is miyucha for brera. The Mechaber says still, one has to be careful not to lift the kfifa, the basket, more than the tefach, above the kli in which the water or the wine is going into. The reason the Mechaber says they have to do that is because of shinui. And this itself adds to the shinui, which the Berea explains, it should be like uvdu d'chol, it should be done the weekday way, it should be done different. There we have to be careful, the wicker basket should not be more than the tefach above the kli in which the water or the wine is landing in. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that a different type of a kli, which is similar to a nafa, similar to a sieve or a sifter that's used to misan and yayin, that's going to have different shameris, and it's going to be a more stringent halacha like we had in the previous sifrim, because that's a kli that's meant for brera. Only the wicker basket is similar to the siddur of the handkerchief, it's not usually used for brera, and therefore you could use it as long as there's additional shinya of making sure that's not more than a tefach above the bottom kli. And Mishnah Berurah says that any time that you'd be allowed to do brera, or it's not actually brera, anytime you'd be allowed to use a mishameres, for example, you have a case where something is tzolol, and if you're allowed to use a mishameres, so then you don't have a halacha of shina either, of holding the wicker basket more than a tefach above the bottom kli. It's only something which would not be allowed to be done mishameres, has to be done a siddur, so the kufa mitzvah has the same status as a siddur, but we have this extra din, we have to make sure that it's not more than a tefach above the bottom kli where the liquid is landing up in. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Halacha, where it brings the many Rishonim hold. The reason why it can't be more than a tefach above the bottom kli is not because of additional shinui. Rather, it's chashash oil. It shouldn't be making oil over the bottom kli. And according to this, it would apply even by something which could be done with the Mishameris, like Yain and Maim Tzulim, which is clear, and you're allowed to use Mishameris, so there's no, it's obviously which doesn't have a problem with Mishamer or Bir or Meraka at all. Still, you have this different Halacha, it's oil. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the issue of making an oil is only when the kfifa, when the basket covers across the whole bottom kli. But if the kfifa is a smaller thing and does not cover the whole bottom kli, and therefore cannot be placed onto the lips of the bottom kli, rather you're holding it with one hand and pouring it through it with the other hand, so then there's no problem of oil b'chlal. Even in the case where there would be a problem of shinui, not just a problem of oil, that the Shulchan Aruch issue of shinui, could be the mere fact of holding it with one hand and pouring it through with the other hand, that itself is a shinui, and therefore does not have to be within the tefach of the bottom kli, because the mere fact of holding with one hand and pouring with the other hand itself is considered to be a shinui. Sifyud Beis, the Mechaber says that kli, that you pour through it wine from a chavis, if you're careful not to put at its edge kash some piece of straw and stubble, in a way that's going to filter the only liquid that goes through and the solid will stay behind, because then it's basically becoming sinenis, becoming like a kli amyucha for beer. Again, if it's a case that the mutter, even the mishameres, still be okay here also. But any of you also do mishameres, something that's a churim, it's not slulim, if you cannot do mishameres, so the same applies over here. You have to make sure not to stick like these pieces of straw and stubble at the edge of the kli that's going to hold back the dirt from going through. Now, if the straw is only there loose, it's not so tight, it'll be okay. But if it's there tight, so then it's becoming the mishameres, and it's a problem of filtering, of using a filter on Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber says, Eilach Masnadis G'dayla Mizu, that this is the biggest Masnadis, the biggest filter that you could have, and sifter that you could have. The Mishnah Berurah points out, the Lashon Gemara is just the Mechzik Shemaris, it looks like a Mishamaris. And the Ran explains, it's not really a Mishamaris, because the Shemarim could get through, all turning back is the dirt, and other smaller sediments that you want to block, that can't get through. The Shemarim do get through. When the Mechaber says, Eilach Masnadis G'dayla Mizu, he means the Gabi holding back dirt. The Gabi that, it's a very big Masnadis. Sifya Dalad, the Mechaber says he could pour gently wine from a kli into another kli, even though there are some sediments are left behind at the top of the previous kli, as long as you leave a little liquid behind, it's not considered separating the liquid from the solid. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is really considered doing bar biyad with your hands. Even if you let all the tzaitis come through, you don't leave anything behind, it still has the advantage of doing a biyad, and you also do oich l'chselos, you take the liquid out from the sediments. So the reason why the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the more worried over here is because Tomah, it's not for the altar, it's for later. But it's for the altar, it's for now, and here you're taking the good out of the bad, so then it's okay, because it's considered doing a biyad. As opposed to someone to pour the shum with the fat out of the liquid, that's called taking the bad out of the good, and therefore, even though it's called doing with your hand, even if it's for right away, it'll still be a problem, and you have to make sure to leave something behind in order to make sure that it should not be a proper separation of Eichel Pselos, which shall always be a problem of Bayer, if you're taking the Pselos out of the Eichel.